Okay, well, we announced the roster moves. Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, we're obviously on a short week here. San Francisco's goes without saying, an outstanding football team that do a lot of things well. Coach Harbaugh's done a great job with that team, and they have a very experienced coaching staff, coordinators, and it's a short week for us. We don't know them very well. Haven't played them in quite a while, and they've made a lot of changes since the last time we did play them, so we really got to do a good job of trying to catch up preparation-wise this week, so hopefully we can do that, but these guys do a lot of things, do a lot of things well. They got a lot of good players. They're very, very physical football team, well-coached, very good fundamentally, and we know we got a big challenge in front of us this week. The entire week, not just Sunday, but the whole week of preparation and getting ready to play these guys will be tough too.
A few weeks ago, I heard Jim Harbaugh talking about Colin Kaepernick and said that one of the things about him is that he reads the field extremely fast and extremely well. Do you see that on the film that you see of him? And two, just as sort of a follow, is that ability to read the field what really separates good quarterbacks from the next level?
Well, I think the two most important things for a quarterback are his decision-making and accuracy. So, I don't know, I could probably go out there and read the field decently, but I don't think you want me playing quarterback. So, I think there's other guys that can, thread a needle, but maybe don't see it as well. But I think the combination of seeing the field, making good decisions, and accuracy is really, really what it comes down to, more than some other qualities. Not that those aren't important, but I would put those at the top of the list. Well, he's had limited opportunities. I think you certainly see it at times. I'm sure that Coach Harbaugh said it. I'm sure it's right, and he's with them every day. We see it's really started the last, four games. So, we've seen him have opportunities to do it, but not as many as what they've seen. So, I think he's done it to a degree. He's a young, improving quarterback. Looks like he gets better each week and probably plays with more confidence and does things a little bit better each week. But, I wouldn't disagree with it.
So you guys have been in the situation that they are now where you have a starter who's hurt, the reserve comes up, plays well, and the starter comes back. What are the considerations that go into a coach's decision as to who should be playing when both are now available?
What are the considerations? To win. Just no other consideration.
Does it go from week to week? For example, if one guy might give you a better chance to win against a certain team, does that make a difference? It
would to me. It's the only thing we're really here for is to win. So, what else is there? I don't know. What else is there to talk about?
They've been running this, I guess they're calling it a full house pistol or bug eye or whatever. They ran it like 20-something plays. How do you combat something like that? Is that more like a defensive end focused thing or outside linebacker focused thing?
No, it's a total team. They attack everywhere. Everybody has to do a good job. They can run inside, they can run outside, they can keep it, they play action off it. So really everybody's got to be at the point of attack. No one player can stop it. There's no one guy can. It's got to be, you got to play 11 guys, got to play good team defense. So sure, that's why they're doing it, to try to put stress on every player on the defense, and they do.
Mobility. It seems as if Kaepernick not only has extreme speed, but he also has some run toughness. He can break tackles, he can run through arm tackles. We've seen a lot of mobile quarterbacks. Is he a little bit maybe beyond a normal mobile guy who can move around a little bit?
Well, I think you saw that with Tim last year, Tim Tebow. I mean, he was a guy that he broke a lot of tackles, ran the ball inside. Really, it's more like a running back. So I think each player has their own individual style. Some guys do some things. Other guys, it's a lot of different ways to be effective. But it looks like he can certainly outrun the defense. He's got good speed. He's got some quickness, got some running skill. So it's not just speed.
Randy Moss, I know that he's been a little bit vulnerable over the last few weeks. Does he still seem to be able to?
Yeah, I mean, I think Randy's Randy. Good vertical receiver. Yeah, he can still run through the defense. I don't think there's any doubt about that.
Can you just talk about bringing Deion back at this point in time? What brings the team right now?
Well, same thing he brought to the team before. Dante out, and he's, you know, gives us a good level of experience and knows our system and has played for us, and we have confidence in him.
On Kaepernick for a second, it seems like, you know, obviously you can break the pocket and scramble. They do seem to mix in a good balance of some design runs for him. Do you see some of those watching the three or four times?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, they have a few design plays for him. I think a lot of it is, you know, some type of option play where, you know, depending on what the defense does, he may keep it or he may not. But, and there's some plays that are his plays, and there's plays that I'm sure are design plays that he gives it. You know, he's getting rid of the ball. So, but they do a good job in the running game. They have a lot of different plays, a lot of different concepts and blocking schemes. It's not just one thing. They make you defend a lot. And they change it a little bit from week to week. So it's very challenging to get ready for. You could have 2 weeks to get ready for them and still be, you know, scrambling. So we still have to do the best we can, but they give you a lot to get ready for.
As good of an offensive line as maybe you'll face in the season. I know Houston was really good last week.
They're good, yeah, very good. Yeah, athletic, big, athletic. You know, plus the tight ends, and, you know, they have not just those five guys, but, you know, they have other guys that, and the receivers block. They do a good job. I mean, they do a real good job running the ball.
Bill, Tom said that spent a couple of days after the Jets game looking ahead to this with the obvious intent of trying to catch up, knowing this is a short week. Assume the coaching staff might have done a little bit of that or no?
Looking after ahead to the Niners, knowing this would be a short week, have you been able to?
Maybe we worked on them on the off season. We always had people on our staff that work on the teams ahead of the ones that we're playing. I mean, we do that every week. So after the game, then we have a certain amount of information that's already been broken down and prepared by other members of the coaching staff. I mean, we do that every week.
So the short week doesn't really impact it in that regard one way or another?
Well, it impacts it. It's, you know, 24 or however many less hours. Instead of spending all day Monday on them, we spent all day Monday on Houston and didn't get started until Tuesday. Normally we would spend Monday morning breaking down the film from the Sunday game and finishing that game up and making our notes and comments on that. And I'm sure by Monday afternoon we'd be well into the next team and Monday night and start the game plan and all that. We were a long way from that this week. So from that standpoint, we're behind. I mean, I'm sure San Francisco did that. But, you know, I mean, that's the way it is.
How accurate would it be that you're calling more defensive pressures in recent weeks than earlier in the season?
I don't know. I have to go back and look at, see exactly what the calls were. Yeah, and that's not, you know, it's sort of like the run-pass ratio. I mean, that's not always 100% accurate either. Sometimes it just depends on, you know, if you have a play call that's based on what the other team does, then you're calling it based on what they do. So I'm just saying, you go out there and have a run-pass check on offense and say, well, you know, we're throwing the ball a lot this week. Well, maybe that depends on, if that's the way it's set up, maybe that depends on what the look was from the defense, or vice versa. If you're going to blitz this formation but cover that formation, you know, it depends on what they're in, what you'd have called. So, I mean, you know, there's a certain amount of that element to it as well, or could be. So, yeah, I don't know. I'd have to go look at it.
How pleased are you with the pressure you're getting on opposing quarterbacks, whether it's 5, 6, whatever the numbers are in terms of
the,
just in general, how pleased are you
with
the pressure that you've
seen in recent weeks?
I'd say it's probably been about the same all year.
How's Rob Gronkowski doing in terms of his recovery?
Day to day. Hopefully today's better than yesterday. Hopefully tomorrow will be better than today.
Bill, with Julian out, Wes obviously took the punt returns on Monday night. Obviously, that's an extra workload beside his normal reps. Are you cognizant of a player's extra workload, or is it just players play?
No, we talk about that every week. Certainly players, what their roles are in the kicking game, plus what they do on offense or defense, whatever those are, including some situational things like goal line, third down, short yardage. I think it depends on the player, obviously. But, sure, we try to be conscious of what all the things that they have to do are for that week. And you know, some players carry more of a load than others, but we try to be conscious of that every week. Doesn't mean we couldn't put a big load on somebody or put a smaller load on somebody, but, I'd say we're conscious of it, yeah.
Characterize defense's confidence right now?
I don't know. I bet the same as it's been all year. I don't think we lack confidence.
What did you steal from Doc Rivers for the offensive game plan for Monday night?
Well, it's great to have Doc here. You know, I have a lot of respect for Doc and the program that the Celtics run. I think he does a tremendous job coaching his team, and I really admire the way his teams play, the way his players play. I think he has great leadership from a lot of those guys and has had it through the years. Certainly, you know, Kevin and Paul, guys like that. So, you know, we've learned a lot from watching them.
Have you ever sat in on meetings like he did with you and the offensive staff on Monday? Has he ever invited you in?
We talk. We talk. So we exchange ideas and, you know. Yeah, I'm certainly pulling for them, and I know they're pulling for us. So, you know, we definitely have a rooting interest in it. But beyond that, on a professional level, I think there's certainly a lot that I've learned from watching Doc and the Celtics, the way they do a lot of things organizationally and his coaching style and some of the way things he's talked to me about, the way he's handled players and handled different situations, things like that. So, he's talked to our team and he's been very said a lot of things that really made sense, really hit home. And I've had an opportunity to talk to his guys a couple times, so it was, you know, we have a good relationship there. It's probably both learned from each other.
I was going to say, would it be great if you could do the NBA end of the game thing where you just wave to the other coach?
Yeah. That would kill the ratings, wouldn't it?
Yeah. Get any acting tips from Mark Wahlberg?
I didn't. I don't think I'll need any of those for a while.
Think they got a sponsor of the handshake at the end of the game?
That'll be next. Sure, that'll be next. Please don't suggest that. All right, thanks.